Okay. Because now it's actually officially time. So, I want you to go through and work together or alone and solve problem two and come up with an answer. So, I set up all these variables. Then I say, do while count is less than six. Then I ask a calculation. Add those two things and assign it to work answer. Then I have a question. And if it's true, I will do those four things. And if it's false, I will do those three things. Then I end the if, and that statement always gets done because it's after the if. And then I loop back. The end do simply means that's the end of the code for the loop. But I have to loop back and find out if it should be done. Whenever you do a loop, you are supposed to do a couple of things. You're supposed to set the control. And the control is count in this case, because I'm saying do while count is less than six. So count is the control. So I set the control. Okay? Inside the loop, I need to change the control. And this is where I'm changing it. Because if I don't change the control, then it will always be the same and I'll always get the same answer. And then the third thing you have to do is test the control. And that's what controls the loop. So I'm testing. So those three things have to be done. I have to set the control, I have to change it, and I have to test. Okay, so those three things have to be, when I set up a loop, I've got to set the control prior to going into the loop. Inside the loop, I have to change it. And then I have to test it. So, now try to solve it. And see what you come up with for an answer. And then we'll do it together. But I want you to try to solve it first. I also am taking attendance today. Tomorrow I drop people. Okay? That's the rules. Anybody I haven't heard from, I will drop because attendance is taken by my having heard from you. So, last chance, if I haven't heard from you, send me an email, okay? Well, I'm also taking attendance as another last chance, but basically, I take attendance really by email, because this is a student option class, which means you have the option of never showing up. But you don't have the option of never contacting me. Okay, so you have to send me an email once a week. Right now, I'm just looking for an email sometime in the near future.
That was my question. I know people are taking it online, so pretty much if they don't turn in their homework, that's not good.
That's right. Or if they can't turn in their homework for a reason, they're supposed to send me an email. I'm supposed to hear from you once a week. Okay, and this is the week that's important, because this is the week, and if I heard from you last week, that's fine, but I mean, this is the week that's important, because I have to turn in the rosters tomorrow, and so, if I haven't heard from you, I have no way of knowing you're here. That's one of the problems with the student option course, because there are some people that I will never see. 29 of you in this class, and it was not 29 of you.
I'm aware it is so exactly, because this is specifically
you're aware of program of the test, I think you can probably do some of those, but right now you just, it's if you had your mind, that I'm going to do in a few minutes.
Oh,
yeah, that would just be.
And that's pretty paid for me, but I'm not sure that's justified, but we'll go for it. Eric's going to watch me when I'm doing it, tell me when I'm making a mistake. Something that I think is good if you want to talk through this. Yeah.
It says, do well in count of the subsistence, and also
well, you only enter this loop if count is less than six. Once you enter, that's the first thing you do.
And then you add,
well, you do that, and then you drop down, and you choose whether it's yes. Well, the answer to that question is yes, you do those four. But the answer to the question is no, you'll do those three. And then that's the end of the if, so then you add one to count. And that's how count will eventually grow to be six, in which case you'll quit when count finally gets to six. I am about 3 or 4 days behind in correcting, but that's all. So if you pass something in before 3 or 4 days ago and I haven't returned it, then I don't have it. Okay, so my inbox is, I've got a few things from Sunday in there, I think, but nothing past Sunday. And so that means you sent it to the wrong email or I didn't get it somehow. So just, I'm getting caught up. If you haven't heard from me about something you passed in a week ago, then I didn't get it. Okay. I need to have you sign the attendance sheet. I need to have you come up and sign, I guess I'm going to. I need to have you sign. And we're working on that problem. You don't understand anything with what? Huh? Then I can't help you. Anything with everything, I can't do much for you.
Just this?
Okay. So, you've got the top hat though. Not
I'm
We're ignoring him. Can I help you? Do you follow what you're doing? You hit that little pen face. Okay, so you're going to, it's best if you have a paper and pencil. So grab a piece of paper. Yes, it is. And you are? Money. Right now, we're following through on something we started on Tuesday. And I'm asking people to solve this problem. I can show you what the problem is at the Sunday. Okay. Okay, if you know what you're doing, ignore me. If you don't, you're going to set up something called first num and make it 25. And then you're going to set up second num and make it 50. And then you're going to set up third num and make it 75. And then you're going to set up fourth num and make it 100. Count and make it 0. Work answer and make it 0. And the answer and make it 0. Then you're going to say, because again, programs drop down. They do sequence. So do while count is less than 6. And I look over here at count and it's a 0. So that's less than 6. So then I drop down and it says, take first num plus second num, add them together and put them into work answer. So I put 75 in there. First num plus second num and put it in work answer. And then I say, okay, is work answer greater than 35? Third num, rather. If it is, I do those 4 instructions. If it isn't, I do those 3. So I just follow the logic down. That's what you're trying to do. So now we want to bring up that box. And bring up the rest of that. You always take first num plus second num and assign the result to work answer. Now, if this had said work answer equals work answer plus something, that's when you end up making wood cancer grow. Progress is our most important product. Yeah, you did. Okay, so you actually, yeah. So when you're all done, you drop out of the loop. I want to see what you did. Take another look at that.
You can go and look, actually. If you go to the smart board notes and look under last year, last spring is probably the better one because I was logic in class. I'm betting it's there. Is that what you got? 132430.
What's that number?
Somebody got just that.
Oh yeah.
So that's the right answer. Okay, so the right answer to this. Is 132430. Okay, that's the right answer. Or if you get that, you can pat yourself on the back. Did you get that? Somebody didn't like their answer.
Not close.
Okay. Okay, I think we're going to start looking at it now. And unfortunately, I erased it, so I got to write it again. Okay, so that's where we're starting. So we're going to start out and we're going to say, do while count is less than six. And obviously count is less than six. So I go in. And it says, take first num and add second num to it and assign it to work answer. So work answer is now 75. Okay? Because I took those two numbers, added them together, and assigned them to work answer. Now I say, okay, is work answer greater than third num? Is it? No. 75 is equal, but it's not greater than.
Right.
So that means, what do I do?
You go to else.
I go to else. And I do the three things in else, which are take first num, add 10 to it, and put it back into first num. Take second num, add 10 to it, and put it back. Take third num, add 10 to it, and put it back. Now, notice the difference between these two statements. Up here, I added two things, and I stored them into work answer. Here, the two things that I added included first num. So I'm saying take first num, add 10 to it, and put it back into first num. So that means first num got bigger because I added 10 to it and put it back in first num. When I repeat the name on both sides of the equal, then I'm making a change to the name. Up here in work answer, I didn't repeat work answer. So that means I'm replacing work answer. I'm adding two things together and putting them into work answer. So I'm replacing work answer. Okay, so I've added those things and then I end the if. Okay, that means end the code of the if. And then it says, take count, add one to it, and put it back into count. End do means that's the end of the do code. But it doesn't mean it's the end of the loop. The loop doesn't end until I meet the criteria or the condition. So I go back and say, do while count is less than six. Is count less than six? Yes, it is. So I go in and I say work answer equals first plus second. So work answer is now what? 95. And so I then say, is work answer greater than third num? I'm serious, Eric, watch me.
I did it also. No, tell me when I make the mistake. You're good still.
Is work answer greater than third num?
Yes.
Yes. So that means I go in and do this stuff, right? So I'm saying fourth num divided by two and put it back into fourth num. So what's fourth num?
50.
50. I'm dividing it by two
and putting the answer back in. First num times 3. So what's first num now going to be? 105. Then second num equals first num minus second num. So 105 minus 60 is what? 45. And where do I put it? In second num, right? Because I'm saying take first num, subtract second num from it, and then assign it to second num. So that's now become 45. And what does third num now become? 100 what?
170.
Okay, so now I'm done with the if, because I don't go into the else, I am done with the if. So I come down here and I say, okay, count equals count plus 1. So count is now a 2. So now I go back. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Add first num plus second num, and those are what? 150, and where do I put it? In work answer. So there's 150. Is 150 greater than 170? No. So what do? I do the else. And I add 10 to this, so it's 115. I add 10 to this, so it's 55. And I add 10 to this, so it's 180. So I add 10 to all of them. Right? First num I add 10 to, second num I add 10 to, third num I add 10 to. And then I'm done, so I add 1 to count. Okay? Is count less than 6? Yes. So I go back in and I say work answer equals first num plus second num. So what's work answer now? 170. Okay, so it's now 170. Is work answer greater than third num? No. So I go down and I do the else. So I add 10 to first num. I add 10 to second num. And I add 10 to third num. Okay. And then I go out of the if statement. And I add 1 to count. Okay, so then I go back. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Take first num plus second num and add them together and put them in work answer. So what's work answer now? 190. For some reason, when I aligned the board, that part got very screwed up. Okay, that's 190. So now I do what? I have to do the if, right? Is 190 greater than 190?
No.
So what do? What do I do?
The
else. So I'm adding 10, so I'm at 135. I'm adding 10, so I'm at 75. And I'm adding 10, so I'm at 200. Okay? And again, stop me if I make a mistake. Then I end the if, and I add 1 to count. Okay? So I go back up. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Take first num, which is now 135, and second num, which is 170, so what do I got? 210. That really is messed up down there. Okay, so I've got 210. Is 210 greater than 200?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm now taking fourth num and dividing by 2. So that gives me 25. I'm taking first num and multiplying by 3, so what does that give me? okay? I am taking first num and subtracting second num. Huh? 330, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And I'm taking third num and multiplying by 2. Okay? And then I add 1 to count. So when I go back, is count less than 6?
No.
No, so I'm done. So now I drop down to the code outside the do loop. And I say the answer is equal to first num plus second num times third num plus fourth num. So what do I do there? What's the first thing that I do? Say that again.
Second times third?
That's right. I multiply second times third. So 330 times 400, right? 0, 0, and then I've got 0 to 132, right? Okay? And then to 132, I'm adding first, which is 405, and I'm adding fourth, which is 25. So the answer is 132, 430. So the answer is 132, 430. And we did it right. Okay. Isn't it nice that usually computers do this? Okay. They keep track a lot better than we do. Questions? Do you see how it worked? Any questions about how the logic worked? This is the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to understand how an if statement works. And we did that. If the if statement was true, we did this stuff. If the if statement was false, we did the else stuff. How a loop works, where a loop basically circles back. And as I said, with a loop, you need 3 things. You need to establish a control outside. You need to test that control. And you need to change the control. If I had never added 1 to count, count would have stayed 0, and I would never drop out of the loop. Because count would stay 0, 0 would always be less than 6, and I would never get out of there. Okay? So, I have to change the control, and count is the control. Because when count is no longer less than 6, I get out. So count is controlling when I get out of the loop. And I have to change that control inside the loop. Because if I don't, it won't get out. Okay.
I don't understand the order, you know. I just totally spaced out.
The order is my order. I decided on what the order was. Because I wrote the pseudocode. So I decided what I wanted to do, and what I wanted to do was pretty much nothing.
So
I just wanted to do a bunch of calculations. So there's no purpose for this except to show you how commands work. That's the only purpose for this. Okay, I wasn't coming up with, pardon me?
I'm trying to understand it logically.
And logically, really, the main thing is you do one thing at a time. So I come down here, do while count less than 6, and I check that. Then the next thing says a calculation, and I do that. The next thing says ask a question. And depending on the yes or no answer, I either do those 4 calculations or those 3 calculations. That ends the if, because I have to know when the stuff and the else end. So if I don't have an end if there, it might think count was part of what I did in the else. So I have to have an end if to end the if, and then I do the count. And this is the stuff I want to do in the loop. So the end do says I'm now done with the stuff that I want to do in the loop. So loop back and ask again. When eventually I've done the loop such the count is no longer less than 6, I drop out of the loop code. And the loop code ran from the do to the end do. I drop out of the loop code, do the calculation, and display the answer. So the answer went up on the screen. Okay. So it's really just following the steps one at a time.
Okay.
This accomplished nothing except gave me a chance to show you how an if loop worked, how a calculation worked. That's all I was doing here. Okay? It had no rhyme or reason.
Okay.
But hopefully you came out of it with a better understanding how ifs work and a better understanding how loops work. That was my goal. So if I was successful and one or two are nodding my head, their head, so I achieved my goal with a couple of people. Okay. Questions. Ask them, because this is important that you understand how an if statement works, how a loop works, how assignment works. So ask questions if you have them. Don't worry about the questions sounding stupid, because there are at least 10 people in the room that would like to have you have to answer that question. So don't worry about it. Okay?
On the pseudo charts, can you apply this for the chart, like a chart too?
Can I draw a logic flow chart? Absolutely. I could absolutely have drawn a logic flow chart for this. Questions? Okay. Then we are done with that one. Okay, practice continued is what we're going to look at next. Okay, on this one I am pretending that I have 4 records on a file. And the file could either be a table like in Access, or it could just be a file that is like a table, that is just stored out on a disk and is just a table. But what I've got here is 4 records on the file. And after the 4 records, I've got the end of file indicator. Okay, and the end of file, when you write a file, when you write data out onto an access, or you write data onto a file, when you finish writing and say I'm done, it puts in an end of file marker to tell you that this is the end of file. Okay, and the end of file marker depends on the system you're using, the language you're using, but there is a marker that tells it that it's run out of data. Okay, and that's called EOF, end of file. So I've got these 4 records, and I put a header above them that's not on the file, but I wanted to tell you what the fields were on the file. So this is really like you did in Access. In Access, you set up a file. You set up a table. And so you would have said the table has an ID number, a name, a pay per hour, regular hours, and overtime hours. Those are the 5 fields. And then you would have gone into Access and entered that data, and you would have ended up with 4 records in that file. Okay? So this is just similar to what you would do in Access. Now what I'm looking at is a program that is going to read the records from the file. And I'm doing that in pseudocode. This first read is called an initializing read. So I am initializing things and reading the first record. So I am reading that record right there. Okay, I'm reading the first record. So right now, what I have is a record that says an ID of 1111, the name of John Doe, and so forth. Then I said, do while not end of file. So that means if there'd been no record and I read it and there was nothing there, I wouldn't be doing anything. But I read something. I read John Doe. So now I'm saying, if the overtime hours is greater than zero, so I look over here, and overtime hours for John Doe is greater than zero. Okay? So that means that I'm going to do this calculation here. So I say regular pay, and so I'm setting up a memory variable called regular pay. And I should have put a capital on that. Okay, so I'm setting up regular pay. Okay, no competition, please. Then I have another thing that is called overtime pay. And I have another thing that's called total pay. And those are the things that I'm going to be doing the calculation. And I just know that because I looked over here and there they are. And in fact, I probably should have had a thing at the top of this program that said set regular pay equal to zero, set overtime pay equal to zero, and set total pay equal to zero. Okay, so now I'm doing a calculation. Pay per hour times regular hours is what? $800. 20 times 40 is 800. Overtime pay is what? Oh, come on, guys. You know how to calculate your overtime pay. What is overtime pay? It's pay per hour.
300.
Times overtime hours times 1.5. So yes, it's 300. What is total pay?
1100.
Okay, guys. Regular pay is pay per hour times regular hours. Overtime pay is pay per hour times overtime hours times 1.5, and total pay is adding them together. Then I drop out and I say display, so here's my screen, and I said display total pay. It probably would have been better if I said display the ID in total pay or the name in total pay, but that's not what I said. I said display total pay, so it does what I tell it to do. Okay? And then it says read the next record. So this is going to read record 2, 3, and 4, etc. Okay? So I'm going to now read record 2. So record 2 is now sitting in memory. So when I've read record 2, I then say, okay, this is the end of the loop, so I loop back. And it said, do while not end of file. And so it is going to go in and process. So on this one, I said, is total hours greater than zero? I'm sorry, is overtime hours, I can't read. Is overtime hours greater than zero? No. This one is overtime hours of zero. So what do I do? I go to the ELTS. And the ELTS says, take pay per hour times regular hours, so what is the person earning? A thousand. 25 times 40 is 1,000. So the person is earning 1,000. And I said, put that in total pay. Then I dropped out of the if, and I display total pay. Then I read the next record. So I'm now reading record 3. And record 3 is for Linda Ryan. Now, I loop back and it says, do while not end of file. It's not end of file, right? It's Linda Ryan's record. And so now it says, okay, is overtime hours greater than zero? Yes. So now I come down here and it says, okay, regular pay equals pay per hour times regular hours. So what is her regular pay? 1,200. And what is her overtime pay?
600.
No. I don't think so. Wait a minute. No. Because she gets time and a half for overtime. Okay, so what's her overtime pay?
900.
Pay per hour, which is 30, times overtime hours, which is 20, which is 600, times 1.5 is 900. So what is her total pay? $2,100. And so I display that, and then I read another record. And this is Bob Smith, and I go back. Is it in the file? No. Is the overtime hours greater than zero? Yes. So now I'm going to do a calculation. Oh, I'm going to go in and do a check, rather. Because overtime hours is greater than zero. I think I said that. Regular pay is now what? 30 times 35. So what is it?
1050.
And what is his overtime pay? Yes. So what is his total pay? And then I display it. And then I read the next record. And I go back, do while not end of file. Is it end of file? Yes. So I'm done. Okay, so I'm done. So that's how I go through and I process records. And if I was out in the real world, I would probably have more than 4 employees, so I would go through this as many times as I have employees and go through and figure their out their pay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Okay, your assignment that will look at this is the logic assignment, and I'm just going to glance at that for a second, and then we're going to start doing something else. Okay, so this is kind of a bunch of programs that are similar to what you did in problem two. So you've got to go through this. And I gave you some clues over here. If you don't get one of those, you got the wrong answer. Okay, so the answer is one of those. And there are several of those. And then I get down to one where I have a file. And so you're going to process this the same way that we just did when I was looking at the file. So you're going to do it like that. Now, the one thing that I want to point out here is on this one, which is number 8. This is called a module or a procedure. And what I'm saying here is do while, not end of file. And if it's not end of file, the first thing I want to do is go do this procedure. So I go down and I find the procedure and I do it. And when I'm done, I return and then I display. So this is just taking some code, putting it in its own little container, a module, outside of the regular program, and saying, go do it. When you're finished, come on back and continue. Okay, so go out and do it, and it is asking a calculation and an if statement. So you go out, you do the calculation, the if statement, you come back and you display. Programmers do this because they kind of like to have the big picture in one place and the details off in a module. So the details here are doing the calculation and I have it off in the module. So I say do while not in the file. I then go and do this. So I do the add, I do the if. When I'm done, I return. And the next statement says display. So I display, and then I read another record. Yeah?
Do you want us to send you the answer to the problem in an email?
No, not problem two, but this one you have to send me the answers to. Yes. This one you have to, this is homework. And so you have to do it and send me the answers. I much prefer it if you do just send me the answers, but if you want to include them on the sheet and send it, I can handle that too. But it makes my life easier if they just come on an email and I can read the answers and check them off. But if you want to send me the paper, that's fine too. Okay. So now we are going to start looking at a little more logic. And that would close up, thank you. This, we are going to continue with this on Tuesday. So I will put a note on it, I guess, but essentially don't bother to finish this up until after Tuesday, okay? Now what we're gonna do with this is I think there are 30 different things. If you're here today, then we check off, basically, if I do the first five, then you're not responsible for doing the first five if your name's up there. And then if you're here on Tuesday, we'll finish it. So this actually doesn't end up being a homework assignment because we're going to do it in class. If you're not here Tuesday, then you have to do the ones that we didn't do today. Okay? If you come in Tuesday and you weren't here today, then you got to do the top five. But somehow you got to get them all done. Okay, so what I've got here is a flowchart. We were looking at pseudocode. I've got a flowchart and I've got pseudocode. So I said declare some variables. So there are the variables that I'm declaring.
And then I said, take in four things. ID number, name, paper, hour, and hours worked. So, here is ID number. Here is names. Here is paper hour. And here is hours worked. So I'm taking those in. That's my input. And I'm taking those in. Now, inside the program, I'm saying, calculate pay equal to pay hour times hours work. So pay is going to be what?
$25.
Pay per hour, which is 25, times hours work is 20. So how much is it? 500. Okay, so that's going to be 500. Okay, and then I said, okay, pay after is pay times 0.8. So I've decided everybody's losing 20% for taxes or whatever. So what is pay after going to be?
400.
And then I said output ID name. So if I've got a screen, I'm putting out the ID, which is 11151. I'm putting out John Doe. And I am putting out the pay and the pay after. So I'm putting out those four things. Okay, so I'm saying output, show on the screen, the two things that came in plus the two calculations that I did, show that on the screen. Okay. So on the second one, I'm doing the same thing, but this is where I get into that module that I mentioned. In this case, I say take in the data, then come up here, calculate, and it's still the same person, so I'm getting the 500, I'm getting the 400, and then I say now return. So I return there. And I output. Okay. So the module is the same thing, yeah.
Do they just put that to save space? Like if you had a really large...
Yeah. It's also to save space and save complication. Because if I have a routine that calculates pay, I put it in its own little block. And that's a module. And if I had another routine that calculated something else, I could have those routines. So basically, it's to save space, but it's also in the space in the main line. The main line, which is this, now kind of gives me the big picture. Declare the variables, take in data, do your calculation, put the data out. But I'm not giving you the details of the calculation. And then I come over here, and here's the calculation. So it kind of lets me keep the big picture and the main line and the details off in a module. And then if the rules for the calculation get changed, I can go to the calculate pay module and just change it. Okay?
So you were just looking for the pseudo code, correct?
Pardon me?
You want us to write the pseudo code, correct?
No, I've got the pseudo code there for you. All
right.
In this case, here's the pseudo code, and it says go do calculate pay, and there's the module.
All right.
All I want you to do, and we're doing it in class, is I ask what is the output.
Okay.
That's the output. What I'm looking for is the output.
And as I said, I think we're going to end up where you don't have anything to do on homework on this if you come to class. Online people have more to do on this. Okay. So now I said, take in the ID number, the name, take in the pay code, so that's the pay code. Well, I didn't do a very good line, but the pay code is the S down there. For some reason, this is just really aligned poorly. Nope, still doesn't get there. Okay. You guess where the pay code is. S is the pay code. Pay per hour is zero, hours worked is zero, and salary is $52,000 for Ann Smith. For Linda French, H is for hourly, and she's got $25 for pay per hour and $40 for hours worked and zero for salary. Okay? So I have the three fields, and if they're a salaried worker, I've only got data in salary, and if they're an hourly worker, I have data in pay per hour and hours worked. Okay. So now I come in and I say, go do calculate pay. So again, it goes up here, and when it's done, it returns, and we'll do the next line, which is the output. So I go in there and I say, is pay per hour equal to H? If it is, I do the calculation one way. If it's not, I do the calculation another way. And then in both cases, they lose 20%, so their pay after is 80% of their pay. So what is the output for Ann Smith and what is the output for Linda French? I said the output ID, name, pay, and pay after. So I'm outputting that information. Okay, so I go and I read the data in, and I say, is pay per hour equal to H? No, it's not. So the pay is the salary minus 52. So what is the pay for Ann Smith? Yeah.
That's minus 52 with the slash
line? No, I'm sorry. Did I say minus?
Yeah.
I should listen to myself better. Divide by 52. Sorry. So salary divided by 52 is what? 1,000. I gave you a real easy one. Okay. And calculate after pay is?
800.
So the output for Ann Smith is okay. Now, if I run this program for Linda French, what is it going to be? What's Linda French?
Pay code H.
Pardon?
$1,000.
Right. $1,000. 25 times 40 is $1,000. And 800 again. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Linda French is 1,000 and 800. Okay. Okay, let's look at number, whatever this is, 5, 6, and 7. In this one, I am coming up with a message. So, please do 5, 6, and 7. And then we will do them. And if you get done with 5, 6, and 7, move on to 8, 9, and 10. Yeah.
When we get one of the messages, are we actually cutting it by 7%, or are we just saying that we got that message?
You're just saying you got that message. I saved you the calculations.
Alright.
ID number, my output is ID number, message, location, department, and budget.
Okay.
Okay, so the output is going to be an ID number followed by the message followed by location, department, and budget. All of those, excuse me, all of those things come directly from the input except the message. So I go up here on the first one. And I say, is department greater than 15? Is it?
Yes.
Yes. Is budget greater than 500,000?
Yes.
So what what percent am I cutting?
7%.
What about the next one? Is department greater than 15?
Yes.
Is budget greater than 500,000?
No.
So what message?
Five.
And on the third one, is department greater than 15? No. So what do I cut?
Three.
Okay.
Quick question.
Yep.
Where's the department listed on the problem?
The 22, 19, and 14.
Wouldn't the first one be 3% because it's over 15?
The first one is department 15, and so 22 is greater than 15, so it goes this way.
Oh, okay. All
and right. Then is budget greater than 500,000 is,
oh, okay.
So it comes up with a 7%.
Okay.
The way I know how it came in is ID comes first, location comes second, department comes third, and budget comes fourth. Okay? Okay, so we have finished through seven. We will pick this up on Tuesday and continue on with it. Okay, so you don't have to do this for homework because we're going to pick it up on Tuesday and finish it off, or at least go further into it. Okay?